Matt Bubala with you, the Patty Vasquez Show. It's pretty late with Patty Vasquez. I'm here for another hour. I believe Nick D's on at 2 a.m. this morning, as always, his Friday morning show. 312-981-7200 is the number. Somebody also mentioned call Jesse White to get tickets to the games. And I imagine Jesse White's a wonderful man. I've met him before, and I think he's a very nice guy. I don't know how many tickets. If everybody called and said, hey, Jesse, can we get tickets? I don't think he could accommodate that.
Right. Well, she said specifically for children.
For children,
it's a lot. But
I do think the Sox have some specials throughout the year to help facilitate. I mean, Sam was mentioning early in the season, 16 games for $60. That's ridiculous.
Whoa.
I mean, it's like $5. It's less than $5 a game to get you to go to the games in April and May. There's a pass. 16 games for $60. That is an incredible deal that clearly White Sox fans did not take advantage of. And they should have. All right, let's jump over to this, Elif. Let's go to the Chris Matthews thing. You have the audio of what happened the other night. So, Roger, I don't know if you're paying attention to this. It's on social media now. Chris Matthews of Hardball on MSNBC is getting a lot of heat, apparently. So I saw the headlines. Chris Matthews in hot water. Internet very upset about Chris Matthews' comments about Melania Trump.
Oh, boy,
what did Chris Matthews do now? Because I'll tell you what. I do enjoy Chris Matthews and his shows. And we like watching him after elections and primaries and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that for the last few months during this election season, I feel like Chris has been slipping a little bit. I'm a little concerned about him because I feel like he's said wrong names an inordinate amount of times, like of the people in the studio and this and that. Like
right.
He's just not able to fully. Now, maybe it's
not 100%.
He doesn't seem to be. And maybe it's really late at night when they're covering these things because they got to stay on all night to announce what Virginia did. Or I don't know if he's worn out by the end of the day or what's happening. But he's not doing so well. And apparently, after Donald Trump won the New York primary, they were on live and they were on Brian Williams and whoever was anchoring with him. And I believe Chris Matthews thought that his mic was off when we heard some of this.
The candidate can make
and
that
the party
decision.
Will trust Trump to be able to make that decision.
Well, I think the party wants to have a role in it.
Is there a watermark?
We just heard from the likely nominee of the Republican Party.
So you just heard Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow doing the announcing of what's going on. But off the air, you could hear Chris Matthews making a few comments. It's tough to understand them when you hear them like that.
Yeah, very.
Because
very
Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow are talking. But what he said was, did you see her walk? Runway walk. My God, is that good. Then he added, I could watch that runway show. Okay.
What?
So, yeah.
Want a replay?
Yeah, let's hear it again. Did you see her walk?
Yeah.
Runway walk. My God, is that good. And then a second or so later, he adds, I could watch that runway show. Now, that's crass. I don't know how, if the outrage is justified in that. It's sexist. It's not misogynistic. It's not awful and brutal.
It's creepy.
It's a little creepy. Melania's not 20. I mean, she's not incredibly young. Trump's probably is older than Chris Matthews. So it's not like, it's so out of his range that it's not like somebody's daughter. And Donald Trump himself has said much more vile things about his own daughter.
Yeah, that's true.
And let's face it, Melania was a model. She probably kind of has a runway walk. Now, should a news commentator on what deems itself to be a serious news channel covering serious politics make a comment like that? No, he shouldn't. He should have more brain in his head than to say that. He could think it. I think most men are thinking something like that when they see Melania. She's a beautiful woman, and she dresses beautifully, and she looks gorgeous every time you see her. So, and she was a model. So I don't think it's out of the realm of reasonable thinking that men are going to think something like that. He's getting all sorts of heat about it. MSNBC declined to comment to Variety about the incident. The MSNBC host has been highly critical of the GOP candidate's sexist policies and lack of respect for women's rights. Before Melania married Trump, she was a supermodel, and now she runs her own jewelry empire. A spokesperson for Melania told Variety exclusively, Melania Trump is an accomplished businesswoman and entrepreneur in her own right, achieving tremendous success in a variety of industries, including an illustrious modeling career, as well as being a dedicated wife and mother. It is unfortunate to see the continuous inaccuracies and misrepresentations made by the media of Mrs. Trump as anything less than the independently successful woman that she is. Apparently, Chris Matthews has been accused of sounding sexist on live television many times before. Now, I will say this. She was a model before she married Donald Trump. So she was a successful entrepreneur. I think any actor or model or anybody who is in that industry working on their own, that's entrepreneurial. She was in business for herself and was good at it. The jewelry line, anything else she's done since she married Donald Trump, I don't know. Maybe she's an incredible businesswoman. Maybe she's had success because she's married to Donald Trump and he can make things happen. I have no idea here or there on that. But she is, by trade, a model. That's what she's most famous for. And there's incredible magazine photos of her looking incredibly sexy. So is he way out of line in saying something like that? You know, is it sort of like catcalling? Is that fall into that, you know, when a woman walks down the street and men catcall her, is this as bad as that? Maybe it is. I don't know. But when I first saw the outrage about this and the headlines, I thought, oh, my God, what did he do? And I'm thinking, oh, I'm really bracing for something. And then it's just him saying, did you see her walk? Runway walk. My God, is that good? I could watch that runway show. To me, that's incredibly tame. Now, I'm not a woman. Elif, what's your general take on that? Do you think, God, that's creepy? That guy should shut the hell up?
No. I mean, he should keep, as a professional, he should keep those thoughts to himself.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's like catcalling because, well, there's a thin line.
But it is a bit of an old boys club mentality, isn't it? Now, I don't know who he was talking to. Maybe it was a guy next to him. Maybe he had a couple of panelists and a woman was there too. And he's just saying it to everybody. I don't know. But if Katie Couric was covering something and I don't know, is there a good looking male politician? Do we have one? Is there anything comparable?
No.
Paul Ryan is okay.
Let's assume Paul Ryan was Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And he wins his speech and then Katie Couric's off air going, God, look at those biceps. I could go to that gun show. Would we freak out and go, oh, my God, Katie Couric, that's sexist and wrong? Or, but it's different because men haven't faced sexism issues our whole lives. And quite honestly, if you ogle us, we're thrilled to get the attention. So it's just a different, you can't weigh it the same way. She would get torn apart for being unprofessional, though. And for some reason, Chris Matthews will get away with this. So that's, I believe that's...
Did he get torn apart for not being professional or did he get torn apart for sexist comments?
I think he's getting torn apart for sexist comments, okay. But because of the professional he is. You know what I mean? I think if this was Ryan Seacrest on E! Saying, my God, look at that runway walk. I could watch that. I don't think people would get upset.
No.
Because it'd be in the realm of fashion and it would sort of fit. Here's a political commentator who's supposed to be reporting on the politics and debating the policies and all this stuff, making what I would say are mildly, at least, sexist comments about the candidate's wife. Yeah. The weird thing about it is getting upset about what's said about Donald Trump's wife because Donald Trump is very, oddly, I mean, he's talked about his daughter and saying, look at her and how hot she is. So it's hard to get upset about, you know, when you say, well, Donald was, you could see Donald sitting there next to him going, I know, right? It's awesome. She's sweet. She's got a sweet walk. I could see Donald and Chris having a beer and Chris saying that and Donald like, I know, right? High five me. He would like love that he said that is how he seems.
That's objectifying his wife and that's creepy.
It is. But Donald has objectified his own daughter.
And that's
you know what I mean?
Creepy.
That doesn't make it right for Chris to do that.
No. It doesn't make it right for Trump to do it either.
It doesn't.
It's just wrong in a whole bunch of ways, in my opinion.
Texter says he's twice her age. All right, how old is Chris Matthews? He's 70. He's 70. How old is Donald Trump? He's 60 at least, right?
Oh, at least 65-ish.
Okay, so it's the same age. So I'm not going to get upset about the age thing, because I don't know. I don't know. He's twice her age, and you are the party of women's rights. You should be offended. If it was your 18-year-old daughter, you would be okay with it? I'm imagining that's a question.
Right.
First of all, Melania is not 18. She's got to be close to 40, I would think. So it's different. And a 7-year-old and 18-year-old is much different than a 7-year-old or 40-year-old, especially if that 40-year-old is married to an almost 70-year-old.
Right.
She's almost 50. She's 46.
And if my daughter ever poses for all the photos that Melania Trump has posed for,
right,
then men all over the world will be saying that about her, like men all over the world have said that about Melania a million times. I mean, she has posed in very skimpy outfits, very sexy, provocative, yet artsy poses. I'm not saying they're bad. She was a model. That's what models
model,
do.
Yeah.
She was in those fashion shoots, looked incredible, and that was her job. And so those comments have been made about her a million times over, not by a political commentator on TV who should know better and should be keeping it about the politics and not about a woman's looks. It would be worse if she was running for office. She's not. If he had said something like that about Carly Fiorina as she walked on stage, mm-hmm, I think it would be a million times worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's not like he said something. I mean, the funny thing is, if we all remember, and he got a lot of heat for it, but he just became the nominee for president of the United States. Donald Trump said, look at that face about Carly Fiorina. Look at that face. You want that as president of the United States? And he tried to deflect afterwards. But here's somebody saying something complimentary. At least we're that. But Trump says something that bad, and he's our nominee for president on one side of the aisle. 740 says Mrs. Trump has actually posed nude for a magazine. I haven't seen those photos. If that's true, I don't know. And somebody says something bad about Ryan Seacrest. Which I can't repeat on the radio. 312-981-7200. Matt in for Patty on 720 WGN. Matt in for Patty here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. A texter is mad at me that I dismissed the whole Jesse White idea. I'm just saying that Jesse White cannot get tickets for everybody. And I'm sure he'd be as helpful as he could. He is a very helpful person. I'm not disparaging Mr. White at all. The texter says that he played for the White Sox. He did not play for the White Sox. He played minor league baseball with the Cubs, followed by a 33-year career with the Chicago Public School System as a teacher and an administrator. In 1959, he founded the Jesse White Tumbling Team to serve as a positive alternative for children residing in the Chicago area. More than 10,700 young men and women have performed with the team since its inception. And he is still our Secretary of State. He is the longest-serving Secretary of State since 1999. He's the first African-American to hold the position. Previously, he served as the Cook County Recorder of Deeds. And just he announced over a year ago that he would not seek re-election to a sixth term in 2018. So Mr. White is rounding out his career as our Secretary of State.
And he still goes out with the tumblers.
He does. In fact, just last year out in West Dundee where I live, I was at the BP at 90, heading out one morning, I don't know where, and getting gas. And this bus or a van pulls in, mm-hmm, and all these kids get out, and Jesse White gets out,
yeah,
goes into the gas station, buys a case of water, brings it out, and he's putting it in the cooler, like packing up because they're going to perform somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he was out. I mean, you have all these young strapping kids. He's the one. He's not young. He goes in there, grabs his big heavy case of water, pays for it, and brings it out.
Yeah.
So he's still very hands-on with all
fantastic.
Of that.
Fantastic. He really is.
I agree. I just don't think he can provide White Sox.
Yeah, he would try.
Everyone. I'm sure he would.
He would try, but he couldn't.
But by the 15th person that called,
right,
I think he'd have to go, Joe, you got to start answering the phone because I can't do this
yeah,
all day long.
Yeah.
I don't know what they said over at WGN, but we can't be doing this. Call Mr. Reinsdorf. Ask him. See if you can get some 2-for-1 tickets or something.
There you go. I got to get to a game. I have a friend.
Are you a Sox fan?
I
go to a game.
We discussed this before. My dad was a Sox fan, and for the most part, whenever his company had outings, we would go to Comiskey Park, and it was usually on a bat day, mm-hmm, back when they actually gave real youth bats, not those little toothpicks they give nowadays. But
well, you can't be doing that everywhere. I think finally somebody said, you know, this could go horribly awry. Let's stop this before somebody gets hurt.
I know. But nobody did get hurt. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, we used to roll around in the back seat as well.
Right. So, but we were closer to Wrigley Field so that if my parents couldn't take us, we could hop on a bus and the L and be there and then get back. It's a day game and we're safe. Often, my brother would ride his bike. I'd ride on the back of the bike and we'd ride to Wrigley Field and watch a game. We'd get in for, you know, a couple of bucks a piece, have some money left over for food, hot dog and a drink, and that was it. So I grew up around Wrigley because it was easy to get to. But we always looked forward to going to Comiskey Park with my dad and the people from his work. So my mom was a big Cubs fan. She loved Ladies' Day. I'm going. I have a friend who's a huge Sox fan, and he has asked me to go with him. He has not season tickets, but I don't know, it's like a package. One of the packages, you get like maybe 10, 15 games or something. And so once a year for a couple of years, he invited me out, and we haven't made plans for this year, so I'll hit him up.
Texter says, I'm totally spinning this. If it was Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, you would feel it definitely. I think you're only defending Chris Matthews because of his political affiliation.
What?
Well, because Chris Matthews is on MSNBC, so he's clearly, listen, he wouldn't say this, I'm sure. But he does, I think, very clearly lean Democratic. Just like O'Reilly and Hannity, all those guys are far to the right. Chris Matthews is at least to the left. I don't know how far he is, but he's to the left. All and there's no doubt about it. And I lean to the left as well, certainly in this election.
But that's,
so that's a fair argument to make. Okay. I'm trying to sit here and try to be objective, okay, are they right? I'm not going to like anything that comes out of Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or any of those guys' mouths because I think they're all buffoons. Now, Chris Matthews does not play it straight enough down the line. I agree. There is no, I don't know where you turn now for completely down the middle coverage. I don't know if you can find a place. CNN, all the people on the right would say, oh, that's a lefty station. They're leaning left. So I don't know if there's I'm not going to watch PBS NewsHour because I don't want to sleep. I want to, you know, be a little entertained at least as well. So it's very tough to figure out where can I get at it completely and feel like, OK, I know that was unbiased. Now I just have the information. I don't know if that's out there anymore. I don't think in today's economy driven world of television that the newsrooms necessarily have that anymore. I just don't know. But I'm trying to think of, you know, a comparative. Listen, if we go to the right side, they've been saying pretty awful things about Hillary Clinton forever, about Michelle Obama forever. So this is not unheard of. And Chris Matthews was at least being complimentary. I think you at least have to give him that. I mean, it was sexist, I guess, and ogling and a little creepy. But he's not saying, look at that face, that shrill voice. I mean, he's not tearing her apart like others have. Was he demeaning her? I don't know. She is a model. It's not like, you know, this was Sheryl Sandberg who he said these things about, who's just a hardcore businesswoman through and through. And I know that Melania Trump is a businesswoman. Part of her business was being sexy. That's where she achieved her first big success in business, as a model. So I think this one's at least a little gray area. I'm not saying it's completely, but more so than others, it's at least a little gray area. Now, was it the wrong place, wrong time, and he should have shut his mouth or thought that in his head? Yes. That shouldn't have been live on NBC, that's for sure. And if he's made other comments, I mean, I said at the beginning of this, I feel like Chris Matthews has been slipping. I hear him say names wrong all the time, things like that. And if if he's making comments about women all the time, then that's really bad. We don't need that. We have enough of that in politics today. You know what closed down today? Or no, what it was announced was going to close.
It was announced, right.
The oldest Sears store left in the country is in Ravenswood, and it's going to shut down.
I love that area there. It's a great business section of town. It's, what is that, Six Corners up there?
I believe it is near Six Corners. I believe it is.
There used to be, not too far from the Sears store, there used to be an awesome Doctor Who store. many, many years ago.
I would imagine.
And so I used to go up there all the time, and there's a great newspaper store, newspaper magazine store across the street from there.
That still exists?
Somebody
landmark that, because it won't for long.
Yeah.
Well, listen, here's what we're going to do after the news. 312-981-7200. So Sears is the oldest Sears store is going away. There's still some Sears stores. It still exists. This is part of their latest restructuring. But the oldest Sears store we have in the city and that Sears had in its chain is going away. What other Chicago icons did you grow up with, did you used to visit, did you used to go to that are just gone forever now that you want to reminisce about? 312-981-7200. We'll get to that after the news next on 720 WGN. Matt in for Patty on 720 WGN. I'm sorry, I got an exploding Diet Coke in here. You leave that in the freezer for too long, Roger, bad things happen.
Did you make a spilly mess there?
I'm cleaning it all up. A lot of napkins.
All right, get the mop out.
A lot of napkins right here.
You're lucky you had some left over.
Take that all taken care of.
Yeah? Is that a diet?
It was a diet. I put it in the freezer to get it nice and cold.
Yeah.
Had it in there a little too long. And it just kept bubbling up and spilling over.
I did the same with my salad because I didn't want it to get, like, warm.
Yeah, sure.
And I made it at 12:30 because I had a lot to do before I came in today, so I was on the road a lot. So I put, for the first time, the ice packets in it and stuck it in a couple freezers that were in places along the way. And now the salad is like ice now. So it crunches, but not in a good way. So you have exploding soda, and I have icy lettuce.
First world problems, Raj.
I know.
All right, 630's getting at me here.
Uh-oh.
So it's okay to be sexist when it pertains to models? They wear skimpy outfits for a living, so it's okay to objectify them? Dude, you're digging a hole in my opinion. So if you go to a Hooters or Tilted Kilt, it's cool to slap the waitress's asses. That is so not what we're saying.
No, it's not.
No, it's not cool, and that's not what he did. But it's okay to be sexist when it pertains to models. They wear skimpy outfits for a living, so it's okay to objectify them. I'm sorry, but listen, I want to be on your side here. But are we objectifying? Is it possible to objectify somebody wearing a skimpy outfit for a photo on purpose? If a guest model, the Victoria's Secret models.
Right.
If I look at one of those pictures and I said, oh my God, is she hot? Have I then objectified that model?
In some people's eyes, yes.
Okay, listen, I'm pretty damn liberal. And I champion women's rights. Believe me, I do. Mm-hmm. I want my daughter to grow up in a world where she can do whatever the hell she wants and get paid and all of those things. Mm-hmm. But if what she gets paid to do is wear skimpy outfits and then she says, hey, I'm getting paid to do it, that's what I do, then she's owning being objectified. And you know what I mean? I choose to be objectified because somebody's going to pay me $100,000 to do it. And so I'm going to take their money and go do what I want with it.
In the advertising business, you know, and the studies have been done for decades, sex sells. For those things in which they want to get a certain part of the audience to spend a lot of money on their product or service, sex sells, and that's why they have men and women, because the men for certain clothing catalogs will, you know, be dressed in nothing but their skivvies, these sculptured men. And so it's the same thing. You've got women looking at them, and you've got men looking at the women. That's what happens in the advertising business. That's why models wear what they wear or don't wear what they don't wear in some cases.
I'm not saying what he said is right. I think that should have never been on mic, and I think if somebody said, dude, your mic is life, he would have shut up. He wouldn't have said, that's okay. I want people to know. I think that, you know, he meant that as an aside. That doesn't make it right that it's an aside either to his friends. But Melania was a model and she probably has a very sexy walk. And so I think people would say that. I think women who find a man very attractive, George Clooney or whoever. George Clooney's a political guy. He speaks at these things sometimes. If George Clooney held a big fundraising dinner for Hillary Clinton, right? That was a big, huge deal that Bernie Sanders kind of got on him for. And so if George Clooney walked in, I wouldn't be surprised if a woman said, man, look at that walk. I love that George Clooney. That's about what he said.
I think what people were surprised by is the image that they've is that someone with that image.
He's supposed to be a respected newsman.
Respected, exactly.
And not somebody who's going to be a crass frat boy.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit what that was.
Kind of.
It's not slapping asses at Hooters. That you cannot jump from that to that and say, that's the boat I'm on. That Chris Matthews is fine and go slap the Hooters asses. That's not what I'm saying.
I think that.
Unfair.
I'd go to that show is what tops it off.
I would watch that runway show is what he said. Yours sounded even dirtier.
Oh.
And then the text says they wear skimpy outfits for a living, so it's okay to objectify them. Well, the point is the objectification, I think. Like Roger said, so for the advertising, for whatever you're posing for, clearly the object of that modeling career. It's not like she modeled for JCPenney. You know, there's these incredibly sexy photos of Melania Trump in her modeling career wearing swimsuits or, you know, artfully naked in certain poses. So they were very sexy. That was the point of them. So if the point of the art is arousal, then can you say you're objectifying them? You know, if somebody poses in GQ on a bearskin rug with no clothes on and I look at that and I think, damn. Now I'm objectifying them, or that's how it was, you know, that's how it was presented. Channing Tatum doesn't have his shirt on in Magic right. Mike mm-hmm. and lots of women get parties together of girls to go see the Magic Mike movies. That's not objectifying them. That's women going out having a good time looking at a man because that's how it was presented. If Barack Obama is giving a speech and women in the crowd are hooting and hollering, going, yeah, Barack, take it off, baby, yeah. while he's trying to deliver a State of the Union, then that would be objectifying him because that's not what he was there for. Melania was in a situation where she was not on a runway and she was not posing for a magazine. So maybe that's unfair of Chris Matthews to make that comment there. But she also wasn't delivering a State of the Union address. She's a spouse of a candidate who is a former model. So, I mean, if the same thing had been said about Sarkozy's wife, would we be all upset about it? I just don't know. When somebody was in the job of being objectified, because as a model, that's kind of what your job is, right?
Yeah.
And they willingly did that job. That's
Heck
the profession
yeah, you
they chose.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
A model who models bathing suits.
Skimpy things. She wasn't modeling petticoats or, you know, some Amish
Chanel
outfits. Well, even Chanel can be pretty, you know, depending. You flip through Vanity Fair, you'll see some ridiculously sexy ads, no matter what the brand is, it seems. 312-981-7200 is the number. We're talking about, so the oldest Sears store on Lawrence Avenue is closing down. By the way, 630 wrote, I still love you, man. Thank you very much, 630. I appreciate that. We've come to a peaceful resolution.